You're listening to the MVP Real Estate and Mortgage Report. The views and opinions shared on this program don't necessarily reflect those of Citywide Home Loans. Citywide Home Loans, LLC, NMLS 67180. David Hosterman, NMLS 220562. Jonathan Edwards, NMLS 671258. Equal housing lender, regulated by the Division of Real Estate. Call for additional cost information. Program qualifications and offerings are subject to change at any time. Not all that apply will qualify. Other restrictions may apply.
Good morning and welcome to the MVP Real Estate and Mortgage Report. I'm Jonathan Edwards with Citywide Home Loans. And in the studio this morning, we've got our MVP guest host, Pete Mark with Brokers Guild Real Estate. This is the show that brings you today's most relevant real estate insights and experiences from the industry's most dedicated players. Pete, good morning.
Good morning. How you doing?
Good. Thanks for joining me on the show today.
Thanks for having me.
Great to have you back. Pete's been on the show before. He's got some great topics every time he comes on. Very excited about today's topic. It's a hot one. If you've seen your recent tax assessment, then you will want to listen closely today. We have heard of values having gone up anywhere from 20 to 70% since the last assessment, which is absolutely insane. Today, we talk about strategies to appeal your assessed value if you do not agree with it. Stay tuned for a triple play of Denver's hottest listings and throwing out our yellow card warning this morning. A quick disclaimer that Citywide Home Loans and Brokers Guild Real Estate are not affiliated entities. Listeners are not required to use either participant to work with the other participant, and Citywide Home Loans has no affiliation with the Federal Housing Administration or the U.S. Department of Veteran Affairs. Pete, thanks for joining me again, buddy.
Hey, glad to be here.
Great to see you.
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit. I know you, Pete. I've known you for a couple of years now. Probably four years. Is it that many years?
Yeah,
Holy cow.
I looked it up the other day when I went into real estate. 5 years.
Wow. 5 years ago. All right. Well, I know you pretty well, Pete, but our audience doesn't know you all that well. Tell us a little bit about yourself personally and then within a real estate realm.
Sure. Well, 30 years in law enforcement, paramedic, burned out. Decided to go into real estate where I could, you know, help people and be my own boss and make my own schedule for my daughter. And it's worked out great. I should have done it 20 years earlier. Would have had better knees.
You know? Great point, Pete. Great point.
You know, I can't run anymore, but hey, when you can't run as a cop, you get a dog and become a canine cop.
There you go. Love it, man. So, you've been in real estate for the last 5 years, working with Brokers Guild Real Estate the whole time, I think, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Right, yep. From day one, yeah.
Yeah, a great organization, Brokers Guild Real Estate. Luis Gonzalez, the principal broker at Brokers Guild, does an excellent job. You guys, there's a lot of agents over there, and we're fortunate we get to work with a lot of you guys.
Yeah, yeah. It's a great bunch of people. I'm glad I made the choice to go to Brokers Guild.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, well, we might as well dive right in, Pete, because we've got a hot topic to discuss today, and we've got a lot of material. Before we dive too deep, though, I want to talk a little bit about what we're seeing in the market today and do a comparison from what we've seen over the last couple of years. So first of all, you've got boots on the ground out there. You've got clients you're working with that you're showing homes to. You're also selling homes at the same time. What are you seeing in the real estate market here in the Denver area right now?
Well, the prices started to come down because the interest rates were going up and people, you know, couldn't afford as much. In the past month or so, though, the prices are starting to go back up because it's quote unquote the buying season.
Mm-hmm.
And people have to move whether they want to or not sometimes, you know, job relocations. The military is a huge, huge percent of our housing market here, especially around Aurora, where we have Buckley Space Force base. And, you know, those guys get transferred all the time. So they have to move, the ones that live off base. Well, I guess the ones that live on base have to move too, right?
That's exactly
if they,
right.
If they get transferred, they just don't have to go through everything to sell a house.
Exactly.
Up and move. So the prices are starting to come up a little bit, but not like we saw 2 years ago. So we can jump into the tax issue on this point. When they do this revaluation of the properties every 2 years.
Okay.
And they have to do the comparable property assessments in what they call a study period. So to get your property valuation, they had to have pulled comparable properties between July 1st, 2020 and June 30th, 2022.
Gotcha.
They can't go, they couldn't go out last year and do get their valuations because it's, you know, not, it's not in that study period.
So when we talk about the market today versus what the market was doing 2 years ago, the market 2 years ago was absolutely crazy. I mean, it was insane. The craziest market that we've seen. The reason for that craziness, and there's not just one, there's numerous reasons for that. Sure. You've got interest rates that were remaining artificially low. You had high demand for homes. Colorado, specifically the Denver area, is a hot place to live. The word has gotten out for a couple of decades there in the mid-1900s to the end of the 1900s and early 2000s. People who moved here didn't leave because they got it, but somehow the word got out, right? And people were moving here. And it's become quite like kind of a tech hub and in an environment for younger people who are active in that kind of thing are moving out here. And then their parents started moving out here because they heard how great it was and they wanted to see their kids and their grandchildren, right? Yeah. So you've got a lot of people that are moving out of here for various reasons. That creates higher demand for homes. When you have higher demand for homes, inevitably you're going to have less inventory. There simply aren't enough homes to house everybody that wants to purchase a home. So you have all that demand. You also have a bunch of artificial money that was pumped into the economy from the federal government. So there was a lot of people that had extra money to work with so they could pay more than the asking price or maybe more than the actual value for a home, which also brought up values. So during that time period, values are coming up and they're coming up quickly and they're coming up a lot. And now, well, I shouldn't say now, but the tax assessments then come into play, which is really what our topic is for today, right? So we see all these offers, multiple offer situations, appraisal gaps, escalation clauses, all these crazy things within our contracts. We have higher values. Now the tax man comes, right?
All those are gone. You don't see, you might see it every once in a while.
A little bit, yeah. We're not seeing appraisal gaps so much, escalation clauses. We are seeing multiple offers, but not crazy, crazy offers that are 20, 50% over the asking price, right? And so we find ourselves, so at some point in the back of everyone's minds, at least everyone that has paid taxes or know they're going to have to pay taxes, that at some point we're going to have to pay the piper for this, right? The piper being the tax man, right? County taxes.
Absolutely.
County taxes. And so that kind of brings us into what we are talking about today on the show is now the county has come out in the last, month or two with our tax assessments. And they've said, hey, here's your new tax assessment. Here's how much more you're going to owe in taxes. We'll be ready for your check next year, right?
Absolutely, yeah.
So tell us a little bit about how that comes to fruition, how we got here where we are today with our tax assessments from where we were in I think you had said that the end of that study period is June of 2022.
Right,
if everybody remembers, June of 2022 is essentially where we were at the top of the mountain or the value mountain, if you will, with homes. Since June, May of last year, things have started to come down in value. And now, to your point a little while ago, maybe they're coming back up a little bit. But that was basically our peak of the craziness. Since, I got into the business in 2012, 11 years ago, I mean, we've seen values just increase, increase, increase year over year. And then the 2 years leading up to 2022, June, were the craziest. So talk to us a little bit about what people got their assessments recently, and a lot of people aren't happy.
My phone was ringing off the hook. I had one client. She called me. She said, how do I do this tax protest, the valuation protest? My taxes went up 60%.
Yeah. And what are you hearing out there in terms of how much people's values have gone up in that 2 year period?
Well, that one, she told me 60%. I actually went out to her house yesterday because we're going to do the challenge, the protest. And that requires me doing a CMA comparable market analysis.
Yep.
So I'm in the process of doing that for her. I had another client call me from Arvada, and he's like, oh my God, my property went up over $136,000, and what am I going to pay for taxes? How do we do this?
Yep. Well, I've heard anywhere from 20 to 70% increases in taxes.
Yeah. And I mean, and this guy up in Arvada, the poor guy, I pulled his comps for him. His value actually went up $136,000. So I had to say, to call him and say, dude, I'm sorry.
And it's going to be hard in some cases, not all cases, but in some cases, it's going to be hard to be able to argue, to make a strong argument, right. I think, about that, because you've got a situation where values truly have gone up. I mean, we saw the appraisal gaps. We saw the escalation clauses. We saw people offering 20, 30, 40, 50% over the asking price. No inspections. We saw the craziness.
Right.
So in my opinion, I think there are going to be some homeowners that are going to have an argument, but I think there's going to be a lot that you're going to, hey, I mean, this is where the market was at the time, and this is how taxes are assessed.
Sure. Well,
so what if you want to fight that, Pete? What if you get your tax assessment and you disagree?
So there's a deadline. You have to file the initial protest by June 8th, and you can do with your county assessor's office.
That is 1 week from, well, from today. Thursday, right? Yeah, so 1 week Thursday. And and so June 8th, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So this coming Thursday is the last day you have to submit what? Your appeal?
Your challenge.
Your challenge.
Process, whatever you want to call it.
I'm not happy card.
Right. Yeah, exactly. So you can do that online. You can do that by mail. You can request documents from the county assessor's office. If you give me a call, I've got all the county assessors. I can email you the link.
Yep.
Or you can go to the county assessor's office. So they have until August 8th.
Okay. So who can
get back to you with whether they approve it, say yes or say no? And even if they say no, that's not really the end of the line. You still have a couple of levels of appeals that you can do if you want to pursue it.
So who can basically complain about this, and what options do they have?
Well, the basic ones that we hear about are the senior citizen, the three that we hear about. So senior citizen, tax exemption, I believe that's like 50% of an exemption.
And, yep.
You know,
if you're 65 and older, is that 65 and older? Don't quote us on this. We're not attorneys. We don't write these laws, but it's our understanding. Senior, you do have the senior tax exemption, right? So you've got those that are, I believe, 65 and older that can apply for a tax exemption on their property taxes, and I believe it's up to 50%, if I'm not mistaken.
It's around there, yeah. So that's a lot of people will just take that right off the top. Then you have the veteran tax assessment or
disabled for disabled veterans,
disabled
right?
Disabled veterans, that's right. But Colorado is one of the only states in the country that doesn't do this automatically. In Colorado, the veteran has to apply for it.
Interesting.
Other states,
good to know,
just give it 100% gone. So if they don't pay anything.
They don't pay any property taxes.
In the other states.
Oh, interesting.
Right.
Okay.
So here in Colorado, when they apply, the veteran tax exemption only applies to a disabled veteran that has been granted by the VA a 100% disability.
Gotcha.
So other states, they do it 70, 60, whatever, you know, the VA does. But in Colorado, it's going to be 100% permanent disability. It has to say permanent on their letter from the VA. So, you know, people can do that. The veterans can do that. And that takes off $200,000 off of their taxable valuation. And the other one is a tax growth cap deferral, where new homeowners, first-time homeowners, they can defer $10,000 per year. And then those taxes, whatever that has accumulated to, they have to pay that once they sell the house.
Hmm, interesting.
The key on that one is you have to apply every year for the deferral.
Gotcha.
And then there's the one where we have to do the CMA. If you don't qualify for any of those three, then that's where the real estate agent comes in.
That's where the most of the rest of us come into play, right?
Sure.
I don't agree with my tax assessment, so and there's probably different ways to do it, but it seems to me, being in this industry, having talked to so many real estate agents in the last month about this issue, that going to your real estate agent can be a great place to start. I know Pete's got his notes here. He's got all his stuff going on that he's done the research on to help folks out. I think that's a great place to start, because what you're going to have to do, Pete, if I understand the process correctly, is you're going to have to get some comparables to provide to the county that says, hey, you're assessing my property too high. Here are the comparables between what dates?
July 1st, 2020
and
June 30th, 2022.
Okay, here are the comparables that I pulled, and your value does not hold water. And here are the comparables. Here's basically the proof during that time period that my value could not have been what you say it was in June of 2022.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah, this is one time that you don't want your house to.
Yeah, no kidding.
You don't want the equity in the house at this point. So basically, and some of the counties will tell you which homes they chose for when they did their comps.
Yeah.
My buddy in Arvada, my client in Arvada, he actually sent me the link of what they sent him. And that's, you know, I pulled those comps. I'm like, okay, those are right on.
Those are fair.
And those are fair. Those are in the time frame. And then I went and I pulled six other ones that I found. And I was like, sorry.
Yeah, you know, it is what it is. They did a good job on your assessment, whether you like it or not.
Right. So for the other homes, then I have to go back in and pull comps that have sold in that study period.
You are listening to the MVP Real Estate and Mortgage Report on ESPN Denver 1600 AM. Check out past episodes on our podcast at denversports.com. For mortgage questions and information, give us a call at 303-921-5747. And if you'd like to get in touch with Pete Mark with Brokers Guild Real Estate about buying or selling your next home, Pete can be reached at
720-203-8812.
All right. So excellent information so far, Pete. I love the topic. I think this is something that affects pretty much every homeowner, whether you intend to appeal your assessment or not. I think that this is really, really good information. And I think there are going to be a lot of people out there this year that are going to appeal those tax assessments. Now, keep in mind, these do not kick in until your 2023-2024 payments. But from a lending standpoint, you're going to have a shortage in your escrow account.
Yes.
You're going to have a shortage because your values have only gone up during that time period. I don't know of anyone, or at least not yet, that their value went down during that time period. And so your escrow account for your home is the collection of what is estimated to be the amount that your servicer will have to pay on your behalf for county taxes and for homeowners insurance, right? And so if there isn't enough in there because they didn't estimate enough, which it's not their job to know how much the value of your home is going to be, then you have to either cut a check and make up the difference in your escrow account so the servicer has enough money in there, or what they'll do is they'll take your shortage. So if it's short by $1,200 for easy math, they'll divide that by 12 and add that $100 onto your payment moving forward for the next 12 months. And then they'll do another escrow analysis and reset your payment if needed. But there's going to be a lot of short escrow accounts in the state of Colorado and probably around the country.
Absolutely. So when somebody calls me to do a valuation CMA for them for their taxes, again, I have to go back to that period and find the homes that sold. And because those comps, they've been in the MLS to sell, they're usually in top-notch condition. Like, you know, the hardwood floors are all done, the new carpeting, the new appliances and everything. So they're pretty spiffy.
Yep. Yep.
So now when I go to the house, I want to find everything that's wrong with the house.
Yeah.
You know, the cabinets, you know, the sink is sunk down into the floor, and the wood floors are all peeling up, and the vinyl's peeling up, the paint's falling off the walls, the cracks in the foundation, you know, anything that can be wrong. And then we go and we do the adjustments. So the house that I went up to yesterday, they valued their house at $436,000. And I got it down to $320,000 with all the stuff that was wrong. So that's what they're going to send in. They might end up receiving money from the,
yeah, the government. Possibly.
Well, the minimum valuation on that property was $363,000, but it was in really bad condition.
Which has to be taken into consideration. So the comps, but the property itself as well. And speaking of properties, although these are really nice properties, we've got some hot listing properties to chat about this week. We love doing the hot listings each week, especially right now. Listings are short supply. Inventory is low right now. We're seeing multiple offers, and we've got some incredible properties here with some incredible agents, by the way. So Amber and Kim Wormerskirchen with the W Real Estate Group have a listing here at 14926 Chicago Street in Parker, and this one's listed at $925,000. It's a single family residence, and it's just over 4,200 building area total square footage with 5 beds and 5 baths. This home has so many different wonderful things to highlight. They don't even know where to start. Maybe we'll start here with the fact that it's next generation model or more, commonly known as private mother-in-law suite with a separate outside entrance. Nothing needs to be touched in this home. It's already been thought out and executed. If you'd like some more information on this incredible property, reach out to Amber or Kim Wormerskirchen at 720-560-9772. I've got another great one here with Ed Prather from Ed Prather Real Estate. And then I think, Pete, you've got a great listing as well after this. 2420 Garland Street in Lakewood. This one's on the market at $1,299,000. Single family residence with just under 4,000 building area total square footage. Another 5 bed. It's 4 bathrooms. Introducing a hidden gem in Morse Park, a highly sought after location with large lots that offer a delightful country feel in the heart of the city, situated only steps from Crown Hill Park, open space, lakes, and trails, and only 10 minutes away from downtown Sloan's Lake, Berkeley, Highland Square, and Golden. This one is on the market again with Ed Prather Real Estate. Kyle O'Connor can be reached at 720-253-8115. Pete, tell us a little bit about your property you've got in Brighton.
Sure. This one's been on the market for a little while because the city of Brighton, the city of Thornton, excuse me, wants it to be a commercial property, but they make it very difficult for the developers. So this is an estate property. It's at 12101 Quebec Street in Brighton, and we're selling it as a residential because it's got just over 6.5 acres of land. So if you have animals or want to have animals, it's got the buildings for it. It's got an outbuilding for it. It's called loafing shed. It's got water rights to the well. The well was just inspected last year and fixed, so it's pumping out a lot of nice water. Building square footage is 4,546, 3 bedrooms, 3 full baths. Like I said, it does have the water rights to it, and it's on the market for $1,800,000, which is down from the original price of $3 million.
Unbelievable. That sounds like a great property. Give Pete a call. Pete, if somebody wants to buy that property, who can they call?
Pete. 720-203-8812. It's always a fun time here in the studio.
It is a fun time. I would agree with you, Pete. So, Pete, we've got a couple minutes left here. So we've talked about tax assessment and the impact on taxes itself. Let's dive a little bit deeper and talk about the impact to homeowners on their monthly payment. Their monthly payment is going to go up. So if we've heard that tax assessment values have gone up 20 to 70% since the last time they did it, right? So let's just take 50% because it's easy for me to do the math that way.
Better you than me.
So if you bought a home, a $500,000 home, and your taxes were $3,000 and they go up 50%, $3,000 is $250 a month, goes up 50%. Now you're at $4,500 annually, or $375. So it's an extra $125 out of your monthly bills, right? I talked to an insurance agent this morning and said, hey, you know, I'm going to be on the radio talking about tax increases. And I thought to myself, I know my insurance has gone up, but I live in the mountains. I live in Evergreen, where most of that is because of fire districts and stuff like that. But I have also heard that all around Denver, insurance is going up. And she agreed. And she said, just off the top of my head, I would estimate that on average, you're seeing about a 20% increase in homeowners insurance as well. So not only do we have a roughly 50% increase in Colorado on taxes, we also have a roughly 20% increase on homeowners insurance. So if your homeowners insurance, again, for easy math, Pete, because I like easy math, $2,000 a year or $166 a month, it's now roughly $2,400 or $200 a month. So when we add that $125 plus our $35 for insurance and taxes, you're looking at roughly $160 or so increase per month for a homeowner. And if you're fixed income, exactly. That's an impact, right? Yeah. That's going to have an impact on your money that you have and that you can spend and stuff like that.
I mean,
so
if you're bringing in $3,000 on disability or Social Security and, you know, whatever benefits they might have combined, that's a big hit.
Yeah, absolutely. And so I think you can expect, and I'm going to go back to it again, those escrow accounts are not only going to be short because of taxes, they're likely going to be short because of insurance. And I think this is something that homeowners really need to take into consideration. This isn't going to happen right away in 2022. You're not going to feel that hit for about another year.
Right, exactly.
Because your analysis is going to come together, and they're going to start paying the 2023 taxes next year. Yes, 2023 taxes next year, and that's going to be around January. So when you get that escrow analysis and you're short, you got to know that you're either going to have to pay that difference or your payment is going to go up, and it could go up fairly significantly. So if you don't think that you can afford that payment, you may want to give Pete a call to consider selling your home, maybe downsizing, maybe renting. I never really think renting is a good idea.
Unless you simply
can't take care of your home anymore.
Right.
You may want to consider downsizing, maybe a less expensive home, something like that. If you're in a position to be able to do so, you might want to consider selling your property or restructuring your finances in some way, shape, or form.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
So that is going to have a big impact on folks. If you have questions on that, you'd like to talk some more about that, you can certainly reach out to us at 303-921-5747, or you can reach out to Pete Mark at
720-203-8812.
All right, Pete, so we are on ESPN Denver, so we may have to talk about sports for a minute. I know that is your favorite subject in the whole world, especially
Denver-based.
Second
to math.
Second to math, exactly. But because the Nuggets are in the finals, and that's pretty cool because it's the first time that they've been there.
Well, I thought hockey season was over.
Yeah, exactly, buddy. Unfortunately, hockey season is over, and it ended too soon, in my opinion.
It
the Avs
absolutely did.
Will not be defending their championship. Perhaps what's worse than the Avs getting knocked out so early is the Bruins getting knocked out so
early.
That
was unbelievable. I watched all those games. That was,
and I'm not a huge hockey fan, but I was kind of paying attention. I believe they broke a couple of records. The first one is the most wins in a regular season, and the second one is the most points, I want to say.
Most points, I think. I
so you, clearly you have a team that can play some hockey, and they lose in the first round
of
the
playoffs. They lost to Florida.
Florida
Panthers. I mean, come on. Ugh. But, you know, I have to give kudos to Florida. They are pretty good. They went all the way up to the last round, I believe.
They did.
I kind of stopped watching after the Bruins got kicked out, and then I just watched. Then I just watched the Avs. Avs are a great team. Love them.
Yeah.
Who's the other team? The Knicks, Sonics.
Yes, Pete, you're going to start confusing the rest of us.
I'm from Boston, but
I know you are.
The Celtics, I can't believe that.
Well, and the Red Sox aren't much to talk about this year, and neither are the Rockies.
I'm not a Red Sox fan. Probably the only person from Boston.
I actually grew up
not a Red Sox fan.
I'm probably one of the only people that grew up in New York that's a Red Sox fan.
Yeah,
but there's a few of us actually. So anyway, Pete, thanks so much for joining me on the show again. That was fun.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Great information. Again, Pete, if somebody would like to talk with you more about what we discussed on the show today, about tax assessment, appeals, or buying or selling their next home, what's the best phone number for you?
My phone number is 720-203-8812. And just a side note on the tax protest and the CMA that I do for the homeowner, I do it for no charge.
Okay.
So there's no charge for me to come out, look at your house, and give you a 4 or 5 page report so that you can submit it. But again, the deadline is June 8th, so the time is running out, and it takes me a couple of days to do the CMA. So there you go.
Thank you for tuning into the MVP Real Estate and Mortgage Report. If you have a question about financing for your next home or refinancing a current mortgage, give us a call at 303-921-5747. Don't miss next week's show right here on ESPN Denver 1600 every Saturday morning at 7 a.m. You can find past episodes on our podcast at denversports.com.